A game that started with so much promise ended with a result that no one in the Broncos locker room saw coming.
Well, I give them a lot of credit. Their defense played well, and their defense forced us into some bad execution. But I thought we had some chances as well, and thought I could have played better.
They have a great team over there. We did some stuff today, not being able to get off the field on third downs, you know, not stopping them, you know, not scoring points. Just all the stuff that we did today is just a horrible combination. It's a horrible formula, and this is what you get for the results.
The Broncos began by forcing a three and out and came back with a quick touchdown.
Triple tight end set right side. Fade route for Thomas, left side of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Denver.
But that would be the Broncos' only trip to the end zone and their only lead of the game.
It's kind of tough to explain. You know, we finished the game with 13 points. And first drive, I think, we went down and scored. And after that, you know, we couldn't get on the same page. So I can't say as an offense we didn't play our best ball tonight.
It was just tough to do anything today. You know, they made more plays. And me individually, I didn't make enough plays. And when you don't make enough plays in the playoffs, you got to pay attention to the little details. And you don't make enough plays, you tend to lose games. That's what happened tonight.
After the touchdown drive, the Broncos failed to convert another third down in the first half as Peyton Manning and Emmanuel Sanders failed to connect on a couple deep passes, which could have changed the game.
Anytime you lose a game, you always look to some incompletions and throws you'd like to have back. I know I had two to Emmanuel where I thought you know, he was open, and I thought I could have hit him and just overthrew him by a little bit. So those two in particular you'd like to have back. I thought they probably could have been potential touchdown plays.
Today, as a team, we weren't as good. This is not on Peyton. This has nothing to do with Peyton. As a team, we didn't live up to our expectations. And one player can't win a game. We all got to benefit and help out in terms of winning the game, and we didn't do that today.
The second half was not much better. Despite winning the turnover battle, the Broncos just could not sustain any momentum.
Now floats one deep down the field. The ball will be intercepted by Raheem Moore.
A Connor Barth field goal trimmed the lead to just 8 early in the fourth, but a little later, the Colts had the drive of the game. 13 plays for 54 yards and a field goal. But most importantly, more than 8 minutes ticked off the clock.
It'll be something I have to watch the tape and see what happened, but, you know, we picked a bad time to play a bad game, and, you know, in the playoffs, there's no margin for error.
We just didn't play how we needed to play. You know, the ball didn't bounce our way. You know, we didn't make our plays. They made more plays than we did, which is why they won the game.
Down 11, C.J. Anderson came up just a little short on fourth down, which all but ended any hopes of a miraculous comeback.
You know, in playoff football, you got to bring your A game. And, you know, truth be told, I thought Indianapolis played better than we did. And, you know, that's just the reality of the game.
At the final whistle, the scoreboard read 24-13 Colts, and the end to the Broncos season, which started with so much promise, but ended with a result that no one in the Broncos locker room saw coming. At Sports Authority Field, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.